good. How about yourself?
We're doing great.
You're doing great, Sammy. You're going to have to teach us all these offensive terms. We don't understand what yards per carry means. We don't know about hitting the gap. We're so used to talking to defensive guys that you're going to have to bring us into the 21st century with a grown-up professional offense.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll be able to do that with some good numbers as well.
Let's start with numbers, speaking of which. Five running backs on this team right now. Were you surprised the number was that high? And are there enough carries to go around with five running backs?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think first off, I guess I wasn't really surprised. I know that I think we got a pretty good, pretty talented group back there, and I think we all just, we all have some similarities that we also bring, we all just bring just something just a little bit different. And, having said that, I think the types of guys that you need, for the way our offense runs, unique guys that, they're unselfish and, willing to, put the team first. So, against that backdrop, I think there is going to be enough carries. Maybe not necessarily, like 15 for everybody, but, if you do the math, it kind of just be, some may get more one week and some may, it's just going to be kind of one of those things I would foresee.
How would you rate your comfort level with this offense? I mean, you haven't been here as long as obviously a Tom Brady or a Kevin Falk. And from what we hear from some players, it's not an easy offense to learn. You've been here for a little bit now. How would you say your grasp is on this offense?
It's pretty good. I would say I think my first year here, I was able to, get it all down. But again, I think there still is the. And I would say that goes for any offense. I think there's still just that growing factor of, just kind of more like maybe more the nuances of each play where, instead of just knowing, just my route, like I know what the other guy, maybe the other guy's route or maybe the whole offensive route, would actually look like and, and maybe kind of base some of my routes off of that and, I think there's just different things that you kind of learn each year, and that's obviously, where Kevin and Tom are.
I heard Tom earlier this morning on the radio station when he appeared on his Patriots Monday discussion saying that he'd be very happy if the ratio of run to pass got a little more even here and that he'd be very happy if this team ran the ball more and more effectively. Do you see that happening?
I don't know. I think our offensive staff is willing to if we have to throw the ball 75 times a game and run it five times, if they think that's what's going to take to win the game that week, then I think that's what we'll do. And I guess again, having said that, I don't think I think the kind of guys that we have that's kind of fine with us. If we have to carry the ball a ton more than we actually passed it one week. And I'd say that, be the same with Tom if the role was reversed. If we had to, if we had to run more, if we had to pass more, I think just the way the kind of people that we have on offense, I think we're all most focused on winning.
Sammy, when do you think running backs, for the most part, got to the point where they were okay with a two-back system or a three-back system? I just remember back in the day, always hearing backs say, I'm better when I have 25, 30 carries. I'm better when I'm carrying the ball late in the third and well into the fourth quarter. What changed, in your opinion?
I don't know. I think I don't even know. I think that maybe just kind of over the years that, maybe some guys, some coaches maybe, decided that it may be better to use, one or two backs and some of the players were kind of forced to kind of readjust their approach and almost, maybe had to realize that, if I want to, you know, be a part of this team, then this is what I'm going to have to do. You know, now where that happened, or, you know, I guess at what time point, I really don't even know, but I would guess that it has something along to do with those lines.
There are no fullbacks on this roster. Heath Evans is now gone, and there isn't a fullback on the roster. It would appear that they're going to use kind of an H-back at times back there, but a lot of the time I have a feeling it's going to be three wide receivers and one running back there. It means pass protection priorities are going to be very high for you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we do have some sets where it's, you know, three wides and then, you know, and two backs, or three wides and one back and one tight end. But, yeah, you know, and that's I think that's something that we've done, and I think that's something we've kind of maybe got better at even, you know, over the years is our pass protection. I don't foresee that as being a problem.
You know what, Sammy, just based on the numbers, last year was your best season. You had a career high in rushing yards with 727. You had a career high in carries with 156. You had a career high in rushing touchdowns with 7. Do you feel like, I know the numbers say it was your best season, do you feel like it was your best season last year?
Obviously statistically, you can always go back and look and see, you know, whether it be a quarterback, receiver, or you know, running back, what their best year was. But I guess there's different ways of measuring that. But I think as a player last year, that I guess I could say that, you know, that was my best year. But I wouldn't just solely, you know, base it just on the numbers though.
What would you base it on?
I think it's an overall, you know, team, I guess contribution. I've played special teams some you know, last year as well, and foresee doing that again this year, and I think that's kind of the way I would personally look at it, as far as, you know, how I feel like I've done with the role that I've been given.
Because of the chest injury that you suffered in the 2007 season, and then the knee injury Tom Brady suffered in the first game of last season, do you feel like you were almost back to square one, getting comfortable with each other as mini camps and training camp kicked off this year?
To some degree, I think it. I think one thing about with Tom is work with Tom. I think he. You know, for me personally, like he actually, you know, he helps me. You know, he kind of helps me bring my game up. Just in how smart he is, and just in how, you know, his approach to the game. Once the offense is learned, I mean, he'll make you, you know, kind of feel comfortable in the offense really quick, and it did for me anyway. Just with with his leadership skills and the way that. Just kind of the way he makes things known, and kind of helps you along through some of those nuances of the game that I was speaking about earlier.
You know, Sammy, Dale just made a reference to the injuries, and you missed 3 games last year. You missed 10 games in 2007. 2007, we talked about this with you before. It was just one of those things where you felt like it was almost like a fluke injury. You didn't really think it was going to be that bad, and as bad as it was. Is there anything you can do? I mean, is there anything you did in the off season to prepare differently, or did you have the same preparation that you've always had?
Yeah, I mean, I've always tried to prepare the same. I think that's lifting weights, and that's the diet, and just trying to, you know, kind of, you know, maintain a, you know, relatively eating lifestyle. And I don't think I could have lifted more weights or, you know, ate better to kind of avoid the injury in 2007. And it's kind of the same with the injury last year to my knee. I think I've, I think each year I try to do my best to, again, to try to prevent some of, like the hamstring pulls or, it's kind of some of those nagging injuries. And I think the other part is just, kind of understand that, that it's, unfortunately, injuries are part of the game, and you kind of, try to do your best to manage to get around them.
I know technically training camp broke a couple of weeks ago, but it was still preseason games. It wasn't the same. Does it just feel different around there the week of finally a real NFL game this coming Monday?
Yeah, definitely. I think the electricity is definitely in the air, and I think all the guys are just getting just equally excited, ready to start the season. And for us, it happens to be starting on Monday night, and it's we've got the throwback uniforms, and I guess on top of that, it's a division opponent, and again, we always know that these games count twice, and I think that's definitely kind of raised just the level of intensity around the locker room.
I mean, it's been 5 years since you played for them, so I guess there's not much left to this going against the team that drafted you sort of stuff anymore, right?
Yeah, no, and I've never really been a big one of those kind of guys that kind of want to get back at the teams, whether it be Buffalo or Miami. It's playing for other teams is part of the game, and I guess it's just kind of weird that I've, happened to play for, three of the four teams in the AFC East. And, it's just kind of just something that I've kind of just learned along the way that I think it's just, just part of the game.
Not to mention, Sammy, the Dolphins did you a favor. I mean, your first year here, they won, what, a game? Got to get out of there.
15.
and then Buffalo, not trying to jinx you guys or anything, just going with the numbers, going with the facts. They haven't beaten the Patriots since 2000, the first game of the 2003 season. So it's been a long time. No need to be angry at those guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's that is what the numbers say, and we're gonna do our best to start preparing and to try and keep that streak going, I guess.
We'll look forward to talking to you throughout the season. Thanks very much. We'll see you next week.